Thursday, 19-week ordinary time 2. The first reading from Ezekiel chapter 12, verses 1-12. God's temple in heaven was opened. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Now, son of man, during the day while they are looking on, repair your baggage as though for exile. And again, while they are looking on, migrate from where you live to another place. Perhaps they will see that they are a rebellious house. You shall bring out your baggage like an exile in the daytime, while they are looking on. In the evening, again, while they are looking on, you shall go out like one of those driven into exile. While they look on, dig a hole in the wall and pass through it. While they look on, shoulder the burden and set out in the darkness. Cover your face that you may not see the land. For I have made you a sign for the house of Israel. I did as I was told. During the day, I brought out my baggage, as though it were that of an exile. And at evening, I dug a hole through the wall with my hand. And while they looked on, sat out in the darkness, shouldering my burden. Then in the morning, the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, did not the house of Israel, that rebellious house, ask you what you were doing? Tell them, thus say the Lord God, this oracle concerns Jerusalem and the whole house of Israel within it. I am a sign for you, as I have done, so shall it be done to them. As captives, they shall go into exile. The prince who is among them shall shoulder his burden and set out in darkness, going to a hole he had dug out in the wall, and covering his face, lest he be seen by anyone. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, verse 21, to chapter 19, verse 1. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, "Pay back what you owe." Failing to hit thee, his fellow servant begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. So do not have had pity on your fellow servant, as I have pity on you." Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturer until he should pay back the whole debt. "So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished the word, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. Sharing the reading. First, the theme. Forgive others and be forgiven by God. When reading the Old Testament, one can clearly recognize the process from sin to punish and repent and forgive in the relationship between God and the Israelites. Sin is impossible to avoid when people are still in the place. When people sin, they need to be punished so that they can recognize their sin before they can repent. The purpose of punishment is not to destroy people, but to help them to be better. When people repented, God shall forgive them. He shall forget all their sins, recover their right as God's children, and continue his relationship with them. But if people are stubborn in their sin and refuse to repent, forgiveness shall not be happened. Today's reading rotates around the rosette: sin, punishment, repent, and forgive. In the first reading, the Israelites sinned against God and others. God sent the prophet Ezekiel to accuse of their sin and to threaten them that war and exile shall be happened, but they refused to repent. God called them the rebellious house. They have eyes to see but do not see, and ears to hear but do not hear. Therefore, they shall be destroyed by war and famine. In the gospel, Jesus taught his disciples to forgive others at many times as they repent. If anyone refuses to forgive others when they repent, God shall not forgive him. Second analysis, the first reading. They have eyes to see but do not see, and ears to hear but do not hear. With only two short verses, God let the prophet Ezekiel see detail like stubbornness. They refuse to repent, to be forgiven. To really understand the situation of the Israelites, we need to read the whole chapter. Though the Israelites have ear, they refuse to listen to God's command to his prophets. God knew other way to teach them by commanding Ezekiel to act as he going to be on exile, with a hope that they will see and repent. Ezekiel displayed his excellent luggage during the day for the Israelites to see and then put them back in the bag. When the evening came, he used his hand to make an opening on the wall to get out. His head were covered, and his luggage on his shoulder, etc. If anyone asks him why he does such strange acts, he shall explain for them that the same thing shall happen to them if they do not repent. Though they heard and saw, the Israelites were still stubborn, refused to repent, to receive forgiveness. So God said to the prophet Ezekiel the following words, "Son of man, you live in the midst of a rebellious house. They have eyes to see but do not see, and ears to hear but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. However, God still opened the way for the exilic people. Whoever repents and returns, he shall let them back to their country and to re-establish their nation and temple." Second, the gospel, the hacknet of forgiveness. Third point. How many times one must forgive his opponent? We must be grateful for Peter's fast reaction and his sincerity. Because of him, we had Jesus' clear explanation about the touchy and very difficult problem to handle. How many times must we forgive others? A Vietnamese adage said, the maximum is 3 times. The Jewish custom said, the maximum is 7 times. Saint Peter, based on the tradition, when he asked Jesus, "As many as 7 times," Jesus' answer startled us. "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. The commentator used to argue with other, "What is Jesus man of 77 times? Some said it is 70 times 7, which equal to 490 times. Others said it is 7 to 7. Or 7 to 77, a huge number. The important point which Jesus wanted to emphasize is that whenever our opponent said He is sorry. We must forgive him. Many people shook their heads and joked. Even the saints in the altar must come down to solve the problem. How can we forgive to those who keep sinning against us? But if we know that to become good is a progress which needs to be practiced many times, we must patiently forgive others. Second, why must we forgive? Instead of giving the answer, Jesus gave a clear example we can solve many other problems related to forgiveness. He said, "That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. The contrast between the true debts and the manner of solving showed the wickedness of the one who was forgiven. The amount he was forgiven is 10,000 talents, which is corresponding to about $4.8 million. Why the amount his friend owed him was only 100 denarii, about $10. If we compare the true debts, this amount is so small. We were told of his action toward his friend. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Why did he act as such? Because he thought that no one shall know his action, especially the one who forgave him. But all the things he did could not be hidden from his friend, since the people could also be his debtor friends. They were deeply disturbed and went on to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me. Should you not have pity on your fellow servant as I have pity on you?' Then, in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. Similarly, in our relationship with God, if we refuse to forgive the small sin of our brother and sister as the wicked in today's passage, how can we expect God to forgive the serious sin which we committed against him? Therefore, forgiveness is not an option, but a duty and a punishment if we do not, as Jesus warned us. so will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgive his brother from his heart. Application in life. One of the main reasons which leads to divorce and division in today's family is because people are unable to forgive others. Forgiveness helps us to heal all division and to live in peace. To forgive, we need to frequently examine our conscience to recognize our sin and weakness. If we are not perfect, why do we expect others to be perfect? Therefore, to receive frequently the sacrament of reconciliation is the key to keep our family happy. If we do not often examine up our conscience, we easily fall to prideful attitude or self-righteousness. When we think we are perfect, we are easily condemn others. Amen.